Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I had a blast at Super Zoo. Being a Pet World Insider certainly has its perks. One of those perks is we get to see all the coolest new products. And I got to tell you, folks, we have online someone whose product just really, y'all know I'm the potographer as well. Boy, did this product just jump out at me. So many different ideas I have just based around this. And what I really love is it's something for everyone. So I want to welcome to the show a good friend of mine, Abe Gary from Pet Paint. Abe, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Robert. Yeah. Old Super Zoo was quite a whirlwind, wasn't it? That was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, it flies by. So I appreciate you joining me after the fact so that we could have some clean audio here. But I wanted to talk about Pet Paint. That is the star. I love this thing. How do you describe it to pet parents?
Well, Pet Paint is just like it sounds. It's a dog safe color hairspray or color spray. So it's super bright. It's lots of fun. You know, you can do it for a Halloween costume, or you could do it for the 4th of July or a birthday party. It's just basically a costume in a can, I guess, if you will, that's safe for dogs because they have special needs. And, you know, it's bright and comes up on long hair, short hair, dark hair. It really is lots of fun.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I love some of the things that I've seen you guys do. You also have stencils and whatnot. You know, otherwise, the only way to really get into this creative aspect of things with your pet is to take them to one of the creative styling expert groomers that are out there. And we've had them on the show. I really love what they do, but gosh, that takes a lot of time. One of the things that jumps out at me, now I'm a big Chicago Bears fan, and my dogs, Sugar and Zoe, they watch the Bears with me every Sunday. Now I can paint the Bears logo on them. I love this. This is so cool.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You know, you nailed it on the head. Everybody's seen a dog with maybe color on it, and it really takes it's really an art form to do that. But that's in the past. You know, since we've created Pet Paint, it's something where a family can go to the pet store, pick up a couple cans of Pet Paint, and go home and do it together, whether it's, like you said, a big football game or even a birthday party or, you know, a team mascot or something like that. Make a couple of stencils and just have a good time. It's basically like a spray paint for dogs.
Now, let's talk about this. So spray paint for dogs, people think, oh, wait a second. But this is not a long-term thing. How easy does it wash out of their fur?
Yeah, no, you're right. And we only say spray paint because that's how you can associate it. So, you know, everybody knows that you can pick up a spray paint can and use it. But pet paint isn't actually paint. It's a cosmetic grade color spray. So we all know that dogs can pretty much reach every part of their body, and they do lick every part of their body. So, you know, it has to be safe for dogs' particular application.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I do like about the product. That was one of the first questions I was asking is it safe? Because our pets do have that, you know, tendency to lick. They want to clean themselves. This is safe for them, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the other cool thing is part of the reason that created Pet Paint is that I couldn't get my dog to wear a t-shirt or a costume. You know, you put it on and they're conscious of it the entire time and maybe tugging on it and maybe doesn't fit right. I was like, how can we make a costume that she doesn't actually know she's wearing? And that was kind of a light bulb moment. So we went to work on it. A couple of years later, here we are.
Yeah, and I mean, I deal with that a lot. Obviously, as a photographer, I own over 3,000 dog fashion outfits. I definitely need help. I know all our fans are going, oh, Rob, please don't admit that on the radio. But it's true. But I got to say, I am really inspired by this Pet Paint. I really think it does bring a whole new aspect and really brings it to everybody. Because who hasn't gone to a sporting event or your local high school event? And, you know, look, we spray things on our cars. you know, we want to support something that's going on, 4th of July. This is just such an innovative way. How easy does it go on? Does it only work for certain pets, or does it matter? Hey, look, long hair, short hair, we're good for all of them.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, if you could spray paint, you could pet paint, you know, going back to that reference. But there's a couple of tricks to the trade, just like anything. It shows that you can see color on a dark-haired dog, but if you want even brighter color, you can spray a base of white down and then spray the color that you're desiring on top of that. But, it works with every kind of dog. You just add a couple of tips and tricks to make it work. If you want a super fine detail on a long-haired dog, you'd use a stencil or something like that.
I got to say, I got some big ideas for this. Abe, we are definitely going to have you back on to talk about more of the great things you guys are doing. I know you run different contests and all that. We're certainly going to get involved with everything you've got going on. For those who want to get more information about Pet Paint, where can they get that?
Go to petpaint.com. That's the first easiest place to get it. And then our fine retailers that are selling Pet Paint, they typically get pretty excited to get it in. So they end up using everything else. So if somebody's carrying Pet Paint, typically they're pretty educated on how to use it as well. And also, you know, say you think, oh, I'm not an artist, I don't want to do it myself. There's a ton of groomers who are using it and they're actually doing sprays for you. So that's another option. And just keep in mind, Pet Paint is a temporary color spray. So this isn't something that's going to last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's for like today's barbecue or today's birthday party or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And it's safe for the pets. It's easy to clean up. It's not going to damage anything, especially our pets is what we're concerned about. And if you want to have some fun, you've got the stencil kits as well. How many different stencils do you guys have right now?
We have our 4 stencil pack. So we have our hipster hound, which is like peace signs and fingers and love. And then we have buddy prints, which is like stars and hearts. And then we have animal instincts, which is like leopard print, zebra. And then we have hot rod dog, which are, you know, flames. So kind of try to cover all bases.
Very cool. You know what? We might have to use some of that on producer Derek. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
We'll post some pics of that. Hey guys, check this thing out. I really love it. A lot of fun. Just one more way for you to bond with your pets. Abe, thank you for all you're doing in the pet world. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great pet information, everything you want to know about the pet world here on Pet World Insider after these quick messages. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.